The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Woo! I got some reverb on that. I hear an echo. Are you guys hearing an echo? All right, good. Oh, there, the echo's gone. Yeah, I love it. I love my voice in Dolby. You know, I went to see Batman vs. Superman a few days back. I told you guys about that. And I went to the IMAX theater, and I think it had digital Dolby sound. I didn't do the 3D because I wanted to save money, but I don't think I saved a lot of money because when you do the Dolby IMAX, you're already spending a fortune. And, boy, that sound came in good. I mean, it was so crisp. And you could hear, you know, Superman breathing and his muscles, you know, just kind of flexing. It was pretty good. I think the Superman guy's cute. It's really, really hard, you know, to like any other Superman other than the Christopher Reeves Superman. And by the way, the bodysuit, okay, those weren't his defined muscles. Obviously, the suit had the muscles defined on it. Either way, though, it was still enjoyable and good to look at. But I got to tell you know, I need to get Dolby DFX Super Sound. That's what I need to do. So, you know, I come in loud. Because I understand, you know, my voice is really meek. You know, it's a really quiet, you know, very, you know, a barely audible voice. And so, you know, we really need to amplify that sucker. So I'm going to work with that. I'm going to talk to Genesis Communications Network, who syndicates my show, and I'm going to say, look, you know, people are claiming that they can't hear me. What? They can't hear me. So we need to really broadcast my voice, make it loud, I'm abroad, all right? I'm abroad. Oh, that's a term. Don't women hate being called that? Yeah, some broad. What word displaced the word broad? When somebody's like, yeah, some broad called the office. Okay, we changed that word to something else. There's another word we're using that I cannot say on air that I am completely insulted by. I don't like the term broad, and I don't like the term, okay, it rhymes with witch. Okay, so I'll hear people talk. Yeah, I don't know, we got some blank on line 5. I'm like, wait a second. You wouldn't call a man something, right? You know, if you're like, okay, well, we have a gentleman on line 5. Said, you're like, no, we got some blank on line 5. Or, yeah, you know, 2 men walked into the store and they were unhappy with their purchase. Yet if it was 2 women, well, the 2 witches come in and blah, blah, blah. Whereas in the 70s and 80s, it would be 2 broads. You would never use the B word. Very interesting how our vernacular has changed. I, you know, usually this is where I usually tell women we brought this on ourselves, but we didn't. I have no idea. I mean, listen, as a woman, I take the blame for a lot of things. I take the blame for a lot of driving mishaps, okay? I take the blame. You know, I'll accidentally swerve into somebody else's lane, you know, because my purse falls over and I don't want to lose my MAC lipstick that's rolling under the seat. I gotta be honest, right? So here I am trying to get my purse and the car swerves. So somebody next to me honks, like, what are you doing? I'm like, ooh, sorry. You know, when you put your hand on your mouth going, oh, my bad, sorry, I'm cute. Forgive me. Okay, so, you know, mind you, okay, I'll take responsibility when I do things like that and I tick off the male brethren, okay? I'll do that. Okay, same thing with my husband, okay? You know, I'll sit here and I'll pluck my eyebrows and, you know, rip hair out of the root and get plastic surgery done and you know, get my hair dyed and tweaked and pulled back, yet when it comes to, you know, lifting something in the house that's maybe more than 5 pounds, I can't do it. sorry, honey, I need you to do it. I'm a girl. And he does it. He'll do any lifting. You know, if there's something where you really have to bend over and really get underneath the counter, I can't do that. So, you know, and he does. And so I'll take the blame. I will take the responsibility for, where you take advantage of your man, when you're, oh my gosh, it's exploit. Okay, when I exploit the situation, I'll take credit for that. But I have no idea why all of a sudden now when people talk, if it's a woman or a couple women, we're witches with the B word. And I don't get that. But I don't want broad brought back either. Yeah, I don't know. When you go to the office, there's going to be some broad up at the front desk, and you're going to have to talk to her. Thank God that word is gone. There's a lot of words that are gone. Liquor. You don't hear liqueur or liquor, L-I-Q-U-O-R. Guys, come on, stop it. Liquor. You know, like alcohol. You don't hear that. And you don't really use the word booze anymore. You don't hear the term shicker. Yeah, he got really shicker. No, we use the term wasted. We wouldn't use that term a few years ago, or 10, 20 years ago, wasted. I mean, maybe wasted started to come out in the late 80s, you know, but I remember my mom was like, be very careful because champagne will make you very shicker. I'm like, what? So you got liquor, you got shicker, and please don't spill it on the Davenport. Davenport? What the heck is the Davenport? I thought the Davenport was the carport. Because my grandma had a carport. They didn't have garages back then. I guess they did in the fancy houses. And so Davenport, she's like, you know, go set this next to the Davenport. So I would go outside and set it next to the carport. I didn't know what the heck a Davenport was. I guess Davenport is, a couch. So all these old terms are going away. I just don't know what we need to do to replace witches for women and the B word. I don't really know. I think guys just like to call women a certain thing. I think it just makes them, you know, they can't say there were two ladies. They feel awkward about that. There were two women. They can't say girls. Maybe this is our fault. You know, we don't like it when a guy says, yeah, two girls walked in. Girl, excuse me? Two ladies? Men, they don't even know what to call us. So by the time we're like, you can't, what, ma'am? You can't call me ma'am. Do I look like a ma'am to you? You know what? To heck with it. Witch. And that's how it probably all started. So, look, we brought this on ourselves. I guess it all comes back to it. All right, guys, we got a lot to talk about. Are cell phones bad for our health? And what could they do to our eyes? We got a lot of other stories. I just can't fit it all in the music bumper. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. Greens75.com. Greens75.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you know I closed my practice down, and I do my syndicated show in the mornings, and then in the afternoons I teach at Troy University. So I'm a professor. I don't think. Okay, I'm like so excited. I love it. And so it's just I just get all giddy saying that. I mean, Professor Dahlia, can you believe it? Well, you know, my last name's Wax, so it's Dr. Dahlia Wax, right? So nobody knows how to pronounce my last name. You know, so is it Wax? Is it Wax? Is it Wax? Is it? And I didn't think it really mattered because, again, I mean, it was never my name. I mean, my name was Zodiru growing up. So everybody asked me, how do you pronounce it? And I got to say, because that name, you look at Zodiru, you're like, what the heck? What, huh? Who, what? And so nobody pronounced it right. So wax, I thought, was easy. I'm surprised people have a problem with it. But it's very, very interesting because a lot of the people at the university and the students, okay, they kind of know who I am, but they don't realize that my radio personality is actually, like, really me, okay? So now I'm a professor, and I got the coat. I have a class scheduled. And it kind of is weird because, you know, some of the students, they look a little scared of me. And not scared of me like my husband was scared of me on our wedding night. Not that kind of scared of me. But scared of me like, okay, you know, she's very academic. She could fail us. She must be really smart. Maybe intimidating is the word for it. I mean, I remember my medical school professors, if you guys think back, just even even my kindergarten teacher, I mean, I was like, okay, you know, she could, open up a lot of, you know, a world of harm. Okay. So I need to really behave myself. And so I guess the reason why I'm talking about this is it kind of blows my mind because in medical school, I was, you know, kind of goofy. Okay, I know that's hard to believe. I seem so academic now. I know. I was considered class clown. And I was very honored to have that sort of a title. In fact, I was voted in medical school student most likely to get an STD. I was like, really? Okay, I don't know where they got that because I was a pretty good girl. But anyway, they just thought that so now here I am. I am walking around a campus. And there are students, okay? And, you know, I usually still walk around. Like, you know, you guys kind of picture me, you know, googly-eyed and tongue hanging out of my mouth. I do that. I really walk around because I'm so excited. You know, like, oh, Dean, look at the hallway. Man, like, oh, there's the big Dean. Hey, Dean, how's it going? Okay, but, you know, after I fatigue, I start to walk down the hall, and I don't realize that people think of me as a professor. And somebody who, and I'm technically an assistant professor, but that still means you're a professor. You still teach a class. I don't assist any particular, but I guess there's all these levels of professorship. There's like assistant professor, there's associate professor, and then there's like a full professor. So I'm probably what you would consider maybe a 1/4 professor. I get, even though I'm in the class alone with the students. So I don't know, but it's cool. I'll take it anyway. And you know, they'll be like, hey, you know, hi, professor. I'm like, really? And I turn around and go, oh my gosh, there's a professor around? Oh crap, hold on here, okay? I better put my gum away. I mean, you know, I'm trying to make a big bubble gum with my bubble, you know, big bubble with my bubble yum. And it's me. And so yesterday, I'm teaching the class. It was a clinical reasoning class. And, some of the students were there early. Okay, now, you know, when I was in medical school, if you came early, you were a dork. You know, and so me as a professor, I was like, well, I'm not going to come early. I mean, I'm going to come on time so I don't look. And I was like, you know what? If I'm actually teaching the class, I should come a minute or two early. There were already students there. It's like, whoa. Okay, looks like I better up my game. But then we didn't have everybody. There were a couple students late. Okay, so now I have a big choice. And many of you guys in a position of power or authority, you guys get me where you're like, okay, what do I do? Do I, you know, be a jerk to them or do I look cool? So here I am and the other students are looking at me like, what are you going to do? We got a couple people late. And I'm like, well, should I beat them? I mean, what am I supposed to do? You know, I mean, listen, this is a Dr. Dahlia lecture. You think they're going to be busting down the halls to come to one of my lectures? Please. You know, I mean, I can make a lecture on pseudostratified columnar epithelium as exciting as the next one, but a lot of students don't know that, okay? So then what I decided to do is when the person came in late, I tried to put on my witch face. Yeah, I'm like, class started 3, and she turned white. She almost peed in her pants. Okay, now, there was a second, probably maybe a half a second, where I could have still played it. Okay, and I just can't do witch mode. I can't. I have tried to be a witch so many times and so many instances where I thought I would really gain, and I can't do it. And so, unfortunately, I burst out laughing. I'm like, it's okay, you know, blah, blah, you know. And then I actually had to tell her, look, you were me in medical school. I was one that always came in late. You could tell, right? Yeah, that's why. Yeah, it shows, doesn't it? So I was the one that always came in late, and here they are. The slackers. We were called slackers. So you were the slacker group. And I've already bonded with this one student. But the students who came in first haven't bonded with them yet because I don't know how to read them. I don't know what to do. And then the other thing, too, is the students that come in first, you need to actually, I mean, as a teacher, and I hope my dean doesn't listen to this, okay, because I could probably get in trouble. But what I need to do is I need to make sure I don't look dumb in front of the students, okay, which could happen, okay? So the students that come early, they're probably the very, very smart ones. Now, I you could come late and still be smart, but if somebody's going to show up to class very, very, like, early, something's going on. Either they're trying to impress or they're like, look, you know, I know this stuff. Let me get in and out. What I have to be careful of is I don't want them to ask me a question in front of the whole class that I don't know. So what I need to do, because, again, it's been 20 years since I've been in medical school. You know, I mean, I was, what, a B cup back then. So, I mean, a lot has changed since then. So, what I'm going to do, and don't tell anybody, okay? What I'm going to do is I'm going to completely choreograph how I get asked questions. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to isolate and figure out who are the smarty pants. Because I remember medical school. We had one in our class who would try to stump the teacher. Well, you know, if hyperparathyroidism caused this, then can you please explain why a subclinical hypothyroidism will... And I'm like, oh, man, come on, man. Shut up. Leave the doctor alone. We all want to go skiing. So I'm afraid I'm going to run into something like that. That's my biggest fear. It's not getting fired from a university because, I mean, I'm not going to do anything wrong. But what my biggest fear is a student's going to make me look stupid and then nobody is going to be intimidated by me. Because, you know, it's kind of cool that people are going, ooh, yo, there's Dr. Dahlia Wax. She's a professor. I'm like, yeah, I is. So what I'm going to do, this is always new. Okay, and you guys could do this too. You could extrapolate this and use this in your office setting or your construction site or your boardroom. I mean, they're okay. What you need to do is you need to isolate who's going to be your troublemakers, and not your troublemakers being the ones, you know, in the back of the class, you know, watching Facebook. Those are fine because they're not a threat to me. If they're sitting there looking at Facebook, they're not going to try to outsmart me, so I'm good. I'm worried about the ones that are going to ask very, very intelligent questions that I can answer. So what you do is you isolate them and you immediately give them a role, like a very important role, okay? So now what I'm going to do, so they're going to come into class, and I know you're like, okay, so William, is it? Yeah. You're getting pretty good grades, aren't you? Oh, yeah. What do you think is your best subject? I mean, I am really good at biochem. Okay, well, you know what I'd like you to do is, you know, I'm going to be talking to the class. You know, then what you do is you start looking like their partner, you know? Like, okay, look, I'm going to be talking to the class, all right, about... I don't know, neurophysiology, okay? So while I do that, all right, if you don't mind, I'm going to probably need to bring in, I don't know, the ionic excitation and how it propagates the pain signals to the brain. Would you be able to help me with that if I turn to you? Because I really want to, I'm so impressed with what you've done, I'd love to make you part of the teaching. Do you mind if I bring that up and have you explain how that pathway works? It would be pretty impressive to the class. We working together on this. Okay, oh yeah, you know, that's great. Oh, okay, so now he's sitting there working on the whole pathway ionic potential stuff, and then he's too busy to sit there and listen to what I have to say, going, wait a second, you're wrong. Wait, what? That doesn't even make sense. You see? So that's what you need to do. You're at a job site. Somebody is going to not like the way you painted something or not like the way you designed something and go, look, why don't we split this up? I'll handle this. You handle this. We'll both present this. This way he is off your case and he's a buddy. And that's how you do it. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. We'll hit medical news soon. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, remember last year we were extremely, extremely nervous when we heard that a young Chinese man who constantly texted his girlfriend at night had to have emergency surgery on his eyes because he had a detached retina. Now, we've talked about detached retinas. These are very, very scary. Your image through your eye, through your lens, gets focused on the back of the eye, and that's the retina. The retina sends signals to the brain to process it and through the optic nerve and the optic channels that such that you can then perceive what you see. So if your retina isn't attached to the back of the eyeball and it detaches, kind of like when you put up a tent and then it starts to fall, one of the tarps start to fall, that's what it, that, it's like that, you unfortunately could go blind. And so this was a case where he started to have these sudden flashes of light in his eyes. And then, unfortunately, it's because obviously you don't have a screen, you know, an appropriate screen for the image. And then he had to have a repair. And they blamed it on excessive use of cell phones. And this was not the first time that researchers blamed excessive use of cell phones to bother the eyes. Well, now we have in the news recommendations from doctors and researchers that we really need to cut back cell phone and iPad use with kids. Now, pediatricians are recommending, quote-unquote, tech-free zones to cut back on screen time. The American Academy of Pediatrics says kids 2 years old and over should be limited to just 2 hours a day in front of screens. And I think that also includes television. And it should be avoided for children under two completely. So if you have a 1.5-year-old that wants to sit there and play Candy Crush, they say no. A study from BabyCenter.com found that 1 out of 3 parents give their kids their own tablet by the age of 5, and 8%, get this guys, 8% of parents buy their kids, their 5-year-olds, their own smartphone. What is a kid? Really a smartphone? I mean, my guess, boy, that, man, I couldn't even have a telephone line in my room as a teenager. I had to like get my own phone line when I moved out. Now these 5-year-olds are getting smartphones. Why? Because these little, remember Nintendo Game Boys and these little handheld things? Cell phone. The kids could just sit there and play on the phone. So, according to Dr. Ari Brown, American Academy of Pediatrics spokesperson, it's a challenge for everybody to navigate the digital age. Brown said the American Academy of Pediatrics realized the challenge today's parents face and is updating its guidelines to better reflect the modern age. And so having tech-free zones might be maybe mealtime, when they're in the bedroom, et cetera. Here's my problem, all right? My problem with these, it's not even the games. It's the schoolwork now. So my kids come home, and they don't have a book. They don't open up a book anymore. They're on their iPad, or they're on their laptop. And I'm like, stop it. Do some homework. Get off the computer. And they say the same thing. No, Mom, that is my homework. And I walk over there, and lo and behold, it's a math worksheet. And the math worksheet is on the computer. I go, well, where's the paper and pencil and the, do you need me to sharpen a pencil for you? No, I just do it on the screen. If I look at my screen for more than 10, 15 minutes, I start getting a headache. I start getting nauseous. So here it is, 9, 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, guys, come on, bedtime, go to bed. No, we're still doing homework. And you look at them and they're holding their head. They're fatigued. They're grumpy. They're bitter. And this is the way they're doing homework. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff. There was a study that came out, it's under Medical Daily, 5 reasons why cell phones are bad for your health. So they say 91% of American adults and 60% of teens own a cell phone. So what are some things that we find these cell phones do? Well, I think we've all noticed this with our kids and family members. It negatively affects emotions. There were studies done out of the UK where they looked at 30 pairs of strangers who were asked to spend 10 minutes talking to each other about an interesting event that happened in their lives. Half the participants were seated in a secluded area with a mobile device present on a desk nearby, whereas the other ones didn't have a cell phone. Those that had a mobile device were less positive to the stranger. I mean, look, I really don't give a damn. In another study, research included 34 different pairs of strangers. I hope you guys care about the story. Who were asked to discuss trivial topics while others were asked to discuss significant events that occurred. Half the participants chatted while they had a mobile device, while the others only had a notebook. The results showed that those who spoke about significant events with their notebook had a feeling of closeness to the stranger as opposed to the other. I was on Doug McIntyre and T-Ray this morning on KBC, and Doug was saying, you know, the world is getting quieter. You know, he was in New York, he was on the subway, no one would say nothing. The subway was so quiet because everyone was just sitting there looking at their phones. We think it increases stress levels. The high frequency of cell phone use could have the negative effects, like, oh, you know, the battery's, you know, dying, or... Anyway, there was a study out of Sweden where researchers examined if there's a direct link between psychological aspects of cell phone use and mental health symptoms. And they did see sleep disturbances and depression in men. Overall, excessive cell phone use can be a risk factor. All right, then immune system. They say this could affect your immune system. Why? Because your phone is dirtier than, you know, your toilet. So they've sampled multiple cell phones in this one study out of the University of London, and the results showed that 92% of the cell phones had bacteria on them, and a lot of them E. coli. And E. coli is the bacteria of fecal matter. So now your cell phone can harm your health because it's disgustingly dirty. Then it increases risk of chronic pain. We have people with things called now text thumb, because they are texting all the time, their thumb hurts. Our necks are hurting because we're always looking down. We have bad posture, back pain, and then we come to the eye vision problems. They say staring at your mobile device causes problems, especially with vision later in life. According to the Vision Council, more than 70% of Americans don't know or are in denial that they are susceptible to digital eye strain. I feel it. When my eyes hurt, I feel it. So there was another article that was brought up. Is our computer making us go blind? And so I guess there's a 2016 study from the Optical Trade Association Vision Council, and they found that 60% of people who use digital devices for 5 or more hours a day, now remember, think about it, if this is your job and you're in front of a computer this whole time, they say that 60% are on it 5 or more hours a day. 65% of those people have vision problems, dry eyes, irritation, blurred vision, after spending time in front of the digital devices. Now, some of you guys are like, well, Dahlia, a dry eye, that's not going to make me go blind. Any damage to the eye, any change to the eye can make it not work at its highest potential. You need your tears. They need to be, your eyes need to be lubricated. They can't dry out. The muscles can't be strained. You need to be able to accommodate. You know, I very rapidly needed the use of reading glasses. And I'm like, I thought it would go slow. And no, it didn't. It was like all of a sudden. And I think it was because of the years of, you know, looking at computers and cell phones. So your inability to accommodate and be able to, you know, focus your image, a lot of times, yeah, it comes with age naturally. But I think we're accelerating that because of our phones. In another study, they found 77% of people who experience digital eye strain are using 2 or more devices at a time. So here you guys are at work. Well, here I am. I'm right now in my studio. I got 3 devices going on right now, and if I turn on the iPad, I have a 4th. I mean, I'm supposed to be watching the leaves. I'm supposed to be watching wind. I'm supposed to be watching the zebra run. I'm supposed to be watching the kids laugh and play. That's what the eyes are built for, not built for staring at a screen with artificial light. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, I'm I don't even know where my Twitter handle is. You would think this is a very interesting study, and I guess scientists I'm reading are shaving ants. Okay, little ants, several little ants, and shaving. Like razor shaving, to learn how they keep cool and extreme heat. And they think that they have these hairs, that little baby hairs are so cute. Like, I don't like ants. I get bit by ants, but the little hair on the ants are kind of cute. They think the hairs reflect light like a prism, okay? So the Saharan Desert, they say, and this is pretty interesting, okay? Because a lot of us live in the desert, and it's getting just too damn hot. And I don't know much about this whole global warming thing, but whether it's man-made or nature-made or I don't know, we blame it on the Chinese, you know, and their pollution, whatever, it's hot. It's getting hotter. So I think I'd like to know how to, you know, not stay so hot. The only thing is if I shave, then I don't have the protection of the hair that, you know, protects my upper lip. Anyway, we'll move on. So anyway, so the Saharan Desert, they say, is one of the harshest environments on the planet. I think we'll all agree with that, right? And they say scorching daytime temperatures hover 104 degree Fahrenheit. Man, I grew up in Scottsdale in Phoenix, Arizona. 104 was winter. Come on, really? 104 degrees. All right, anyway, please. And for one species of a silvery ant, is that a silvery ant? That sounds like a song. I don't know which one. Scientists have found that the extraordinary optical properties of tiny hairs on their backs is what allows them to survive the scorching midday temperatures. While most animals take shelter from the heat of the sun, the Saharan silver ants choose noon as their main foraging time because no predators are out. That's pretty cool. So these silver ants, they really look shiny. You guys have seen my nails with the glitter on it? You know, the very blingy looking nails? That's what they kind of look like. They're my kind of ant. So what everybody else like, oh, it's too hot. These ants, and think about it, noon is picnic time. Now, I don't know how many people have a picnic in the middle of the, you know, sub-Saharan desert. But noontime, a lot of lunch crumbles. Okay, I bet they go to, you know, near schoolyards and playgrounds, that kind of thing. And they're able to survive in temperatures over 50 degrees Celsius. I don't have a Celsius Fahrenheit calculator, but my guess is 50 degrees Celsius is over 110 degrees Fahrenheit. So, they have these little baby hairs, and these hairs reflect at least 95% of the light falling on them. And I guess they're like mirrors. And it's supposed to be pretty, like, amazing because these most animals don't mirror off the sun. Dr. Willott, a PhD student at the Free University of Brussels, discovered that when he sliced the hairs, they have a triangular cross-section and microscopic corrugations. That's what I was wondering. I was wondering if they had microscopic corrugations because, you know, these little things corrugate. It gives them the property of so-called total internal reflectance. So apparently it's the same phenomenon that allows optic fibers to transmit telephone and internet signals over vast distances without signal loss. Oh, yeah, I have no idea how my cell phone works or any phone for that matter. So that may, you know, you could talk to somebody overseas and you're like, how the heck is this happening? How? That's pretty cool. All right. So, they say in the ants, it is responsible for their silver color, and they are the only known creatures to get their color this way because of the light. They're really cute little things. They look cute, little douchey. It's hair. They're silvery-looking hairs if you look at this picture. Okay, so compared to regular ant, it just kind of, okay, so if you shave it off, it's just a regular ant tushy. This has, like, silver. It's like a, so I don't know what you call it. It's not the thorax. It'd be, I guess, the abdomen. I don't know. Tushy. All right, anyway. So they use a scanning electron microscope, so they reveal these secrets. It's all exciting. So what does that mean for you or I? I don't know. I mean, we need sun, okay? So we need to be, heated. So if we are reflecting all this light away, how do we keep our temperature the way it needs to be? And I'm still, like, blown away how they shaved them. I guess it was a tricky procedure. They are very reactive, and they won't stop struggling once they're caught. So I guess an ant won't sit there while you shave its, you know, behind. So they had to anesthetize them. So they exposed the ants for a few seconds to carbon dioxide, and then they strapped them down firmly. I don't know how. I guess Home Depot sells, you know, things that you could use to restrain an ant, I guess. I don't know. So then hairs were removed using a high-powered binocular telescope and a very sharp blade. Yeah, I guess. It's the same as shaving your own chin. Yeah, I can relate. And the scalpel blade has to move in the opposite direction of, so against the grain of the hair. I don't know if they used shaving cream. I mean, you wonder. One little squirt would cover up the whole ant. I mean, that's a way to keep the ant still. It's the same as shaving your own chin. The scalpel blade has to move in the opposite direction of the hair's growth. It can be a delicate and gentle motion. After practicing on larger soldier ants, he found that a small worker ant could be entirely shaved in an hour of delicate work. How long does it take a man to shave? About 10 minutes? Yeah, so for an ant, I guess an ant's bigger. I don't know. He estimates around 40 ants were shaved together to produce 7 good examples for the experiments. They must have been so embarrassed having to go through that. Tell them it's the new style. And the ants are called Cataglyphins bombycina. And it's a very, very smart ant. And I guess that's what you do. If you seem to outsmart nature, we will find you and shave you down. So we'll let you know as we find out what they figured out and how that applies to us. Because that's really all that counts. How does it apply to us? We really don't care about the ants. I mean, I like that they clean things up a lot, but I'm so tired of being bit by them that I really, you know, I could do without them. All right. Finally, the CDC says Zika causes microcephaly. All right, we have been waiting for them today. We're like, no, don't say it causes microcephaly yet. Just say there's an association. So all this time that I've been sitting here doing my show, I've had to go, it looks probable that Zika causes microcephaly. To heck with that. I was like, it causes microcephaly. Well, finally, the CDC says, yes, it does. And so, tragically, the virus causes the skull not to... develop properly. The brain doesn't have room to develop, and now they're saying it actually affects the brain as well. So it's a rare birth defect, but from what we understand, since 2015, Brazil has reported thousands of suspected cases. They are working on a vaccine. Okay, so we have some company on that, working on a vaccine. We still don't have medication treatments. So there's about, 356 cases right now in the United States, non-pregnant. I think we only have a couple pregnant women currently with Zika. That was just 356 of people that actually decided to go get checked and screened. We don't know how many other people could have had it that didn't get checked out. So now CDC is saying it is official. So what do we do from here? Well, at least hopefully they're not wasting any more of our time so we can now move forward and we can, now that we know that's what causes it. Because here's one thing. What happened is there were some pregnant women that had Zika and their babies were fine. So they said, wait a second, we got to make sure it's not another cause. So I get that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.